It's a light day. Ain't got on them about 700,000 worth. That's it.
Okay, so it's been a while. We haven't put out a podcast in some time, and so a lot has happened.
Right. I mean, it's summer, so what are we going to talk about, Kenner?
Right. I mean, we're going to Vegas, the beach. You're planning a wedding.
A lot of things happening. A lot of things start to add up.
But
a lot has happened.
And
I think most notably are some departures.
And who left?
Well, first off, we had Troy leave, and let's just first talk about Troy leaving. I think a lot of us may have expected it to a certain extent. I think if certain people were to guess, a player left, a lot of people would have guessed Troy just because of the five position was getting a little stacked.
If you couldn't get playing time last year,
it's only going to get worse.
I mean, we're adding depth. We got Reuter coming in next year. Yeah. The writing was on the wall. I was pretty high on Troy. I thought he was stocky. He could jump, but he just didn't crack the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him, but did I see the potential? I felt like in game he didn't perform as well as he looked in practice, or his athleticism during that basketball dunk competition.
He always laid it in. Like, it was always like a reverse layup. And I'm like, just dunk the ball. We all know you can jump.
Right. And I'm not sure if he was going to Wings to Go before games, because his fingers were kind of greasy because he was dropping the ball a lot.
Okay. And so then we had...
With Troy,
we did if you were an avid listener last year, and hashtag BG.
And three of you are. I know your names.
You would have noticed that we didn't have a feature interview with Troy.
Why is that? Could you maybe clarify that?
Well, he said that the only reason that he went to Mason was because he had bad grades.
So you're throwing him under the bus, is what you're doing.
I'm not throwing him under the bus.
But he did essentially call us a safety net school.
He did call us a safety net school. Mm-hmm. And so who else left?
Well, so first of all, Troy went home. It was within that... the players get how many weeks off to go home and whatever.
Right. So two weeks.
Yeah. So he's transferring out to a JUCO school, I think, down in Florida.
And we'll follow.
Sure. Cool. And then Newman went home. And I think within two or three days after Troy, Newman said, you know what, guys, it's been real. I'm out.
Right.
And that was a bit shocking.
And we were all pretty excited about Newman. I do think people over-exaggerate his defense. I think, he played a little bit long and he was on the ball, but who knows what was happening to him and help side defense and all that. So, yeah, was he a good on-the-ball defender? Maybe. I was more sad about losing his ability to come in and just hit some threes real quick.
Right. I was looking at him to be that spark off the bench, essentially. So,
and he had good energy.
Right. And so when you needed, if you're down 15 points and you need some just random buckets, you're going to lose anyways, you might as well throw Newman out there. If he could hit three or four threes in a row, you're back in it.
And the man pulled up from anywhere.
Yeah.
And 20 plus feet.
I liked his form.
It was in his range.
I liked a lot of his game. I did notice, though, out of, a lot of the players that were bulking up, over the summer, Newman wasn't really getting that added weight that he likely needed more than anybody.
And he didn't really have a lot of speed, and when he got to the basket, if you remember, he fell a lot. It was always tripping or getting bumped over. It's is he too small for the A-10? I don't know. But anyways,
that one,
he's off the team.
Off the team. And
there's a lot of speculation as to why. Some people are assuming that he had some off-the-court thing, or off-the-court,
off-court issues, yeah. So I don't want to speculate. We don't want to, really get too much into that.
Because we actually like the kid.
Yeah, no, Newman's great. I mean, he gave us a great interview. He was a solid contributor. I think a lot of Mason Nation was probably a little bit more butthurt over that one.
Yeah.
But I think the question kind of came up probably, later that day. Is there something wrong with the team? You know, is there an underlying issue? Are these guys transferring because of depth? Are they transferring because they don't like the team, or they don't like, we can kind of...
From what I've gathered, it sounds to me that they put in for their release. So it doesn't sound to me like they were forced out the door.
I think there's something to be said, though, that they both went home. I don't know, maybe if they got home and there was some hometown cooking, like someone said, hey, because Newman, by the way, transferred to Oakland University, which is in Detroit, which is his home.
Right. I mean, we did know that Kier said, and we've confirmed with both Otis and Grayer, that they've worked way harder this offseason than they did last year.
And Kier looks it.
Right. I mean, and so maybe people couldn't keep up. Like, Paulson is running a tight ship. He has goals. All it's allowed him to do is bring in more talent. So, I mean,
yeah, and what we've noticed now with the trends, and we brought this up in the last podcast, is that he's not afraid to, you know, if freshmen got playing time by their sophomore year, if there are new incoming freshmen that are more talented, he's not scared to give them playing time over you.
Right.
So I think maybe Newman and Troy felt that. Kind of saw it coming, and maybe it was instinct, but I think kudos to them for not bojangling a whole year,
right?
Losing a year of eligibility, wasting a scholarship spot.
It is kind of weird timing at the end of the summer, but at the same time, you know,
they already found new homes.
We have a focus group that are going to play anyways. I thought that
it hurts depth.
Yeah, and I thought Newman was going to play. I really did. But then you look at Ian Boyd. So all these winners, some people had to win from them leaving. Who won?
Right. And so I think it brings me up to, or it brings the topic up of winners and losers. Yeah. Like who stood to gain the most from their departure? And
I think it has to be Kier and Boyd.
So first off, let's look at Troy departing. Who does that open up? I think Greg Calixte.
So I have confirmed that his name is Calixte.
Calixte.
So no A.
Calixte.
Calixte. And people do kill
Thanks
us
for telling
saying,
me now instead of...
For saying names wrong. You right. know, some names are hard to pronounce.
I was saying this all
Not
during...
everyone's a Jones and a Lawrence.
Right. Well, I was talking to you about, you know, all this before the podcast, and now you want to correct
I
me.
So now
I look like a fool.
Yeah. And hopefully someone comments and tells you how much you suck.
I'm incredibly embarrassed.
But
either way, Calixte...
He has to play.
Sure.
There's no depth there. Like,
sure.
Who else is playing?
Habako.
And he may play too, but that's it. That's all. That's our two biggest guys.
Right. So, we in fact, we saw a picture today posted by Mason Basketball on Instagram where it had a workout with the bigs, and notable person left off of the picture was Mar. So we saw Helbayo, we saw AJ, we saw Boyd, we saw Calixte.
Boyd's not in the picture, but...
Yeah, he was.
No, he's not.
His back was...
No, that's like some coach. That was like Simpkins or something. But okay, either way.
Whatever.
So I do think that we're lacking at that position. Could we see AJ at the five? Maybe. Do I want that? Absolutely not.
Because we saw him at Kinner. I don't know if he's made to bruise down low with A-10 bigs.
And we'll find out. But either way, we know that... Winners, I don't think that Troy leaving has really helped anyone. I think Calixte was going to play no matter what, with whether Troy stayed or not. But I
sure.
do think that Newman leaving...
Opens up a spot for Kier.
I think
or
all
leaves
guards.
Him on the, it leaves him on the floor a little longer.
And Green even, Mar getting some of those. Because like, Mar can hit the three. So right. I think all guards kind of benefit that from Newman leaving. But I think it does kind of look bad on our program a little bit. So losers, I would say Mason Basketball. That's just what I think. I'm wondering why are these kids leaving
but you
2 weeks before the summer's over.
But you know what? If you wanted to leave and you left, good riddance. I think the program's going to be just fine. And it happens at bigger programs. I think we got really used to maybe Hewitt kind of just holding players around and playing everybody.
Right.
Look, I mean, Paulson's going to be efficient. He's going to play the best guys, put them on the floor. It's going to be a dogfight in practice. And look, you'll know where you are. The fans know where you stand on the totem pole. And I think these players kind of got the realization. I don't know if they had a meeting with Paulson before they went home and there was maybe some discussion of a depth chart or something, but I ultimately like the decision to happen now.
I mean, when you look at the, because we lost a lot of players this offseason, but when you look at the additions, Mar, Reuter, Green, Calixte, I mean, you got to be excited.
Sure.
And then not only that, but we just added a new guy, and we're already working on a couple other 2018 guys.
Let's talk about additional winners, because now we do have some additional scholars now, aka scholarships. Jordan Miller just joined the Mason Nation program this week. What are our thoughts on Jordan Miller, real quick?
All I know is that Paulson tweeted out, great day to be a Patriot. And
okay,
he tweeted,
but he's saying that. He's saying that if he takes a dump.
He tweeted that out for Reuter and no one else. So he must be really high on this guy.
Okay, well,
that's just my thought.
Okay,
so it's a great day to be a Patriot because we signed Jordan Miller for next year. I mean, it's got to be someone that Paulson was putting in that work on.
Let's talk about him. So Jordan Miller, local kid out of Loudoun public school,
and you better believe that By George will be at his games. I'm already working on an interview with him, video interview. So look for that in October.
Well, how do we want to sort of liken his build? I mean, 6'4". He's a little lengthy. He's skinny, but again, it looks like he'll be a long player. He looks like he could essentially be the Newman, you know. Right.
Izzy Kier, that kind of in between.
He's kind of a quasi-point shooting guard.
Bring the ball up. And we'll see this year. Like, your senior year, you're the stud. You're probably going to bring the ball up primarily. So we'll find out. We'll go to some games, and we'll be able to tell you by next year what position we think he's going to play. I would liken him to a Kier, though, someone who can do both.
But another theme, though, of Paulson, and we've noticed this before, is that he loves winners. Calixte was a...
right.
I'm going to struggle with that all year.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. Green was a winner.
Marr, I don't think he ever lost. I think he won
pretty much undefeated throughout his entire tenure in high school. But let's look at Miller. Washington posted an article on him. They went 27-1.
Woo!
And so that's Virginia 4A state quarterfinals, put up a team best 22.8 points.
Which is a lot in high school.
He didn't get a ton of, offers, but maybe that's because he's a public school kid and that maybe there just aren't a lot of eyes on him.
And it's kind of early. I think that's why Paulson was excited, because he got him to sign pretty early. These public school guys, sometimes they wait around.
That's another trend of the Paulson era, is that we're getting guys before the hype comes. And I think, like, a lot of people started looking at Marr and Green later on, and we already had that, letter of intent.
Oh, Green put on some shows after he committed. Everyone was probably watching that performance.
Well, one other kid I wanted to kind of touch on, and it's a kid that has this in his Final Four, is Brendan Adams. Just really quick, wanted to touch on him. He's a Rivals 150, probably the best prospect that we're looking at this summer. He plays a point guard position. He's getting a lot of BCS interest, Georgia Tech, Stanford, Minnesota, spanning all these random conferences. And for us to be in that Final Four with Rhode Island and a few other big ones, that says a lot to the program. I mean, if you look, a few years back, we were in contention with, the Radfords and, UNCB teams of the world. And so
we thought Hewitt was going to bring in talent, but Paulson still...
And he kind of did, but, really. They're just debts.
And Paulson has delivered. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the next three scholarship spots that we have to fill.
Yeah, and before he was getting kind of diamonds in the rough, and now he's just getting flat-out diamonds. So it'll be interesting to see what he ends
up
doing.
If Marr is a wing player, then he's a 6'7 wing. Who's blocking that three-point? I mean, he can pull up in anyone's face. So Marr's got to be the guy I'm most excited that he's brought in. But this Adams kid, if we can get someone to learn under Otis, to learn under Green, and to come in and be a stud point guard,
it just solidifies the team. It solidifies the program. One other topic I know right before we go, because I know it's like we're running a little long here, but the practice facility, that's another selling point. I know that you were recently in it. Did you want to give us just like a quick little hot take?
Maybe this is to fault of my own, I didn't necessarily know where exactly the practice facility was going to be built, but it was...
I knew all along. So.
I'm sorry. So they took out that soccer, like where I used to play soccer with pennies and intramurals, indoor soccer. That whole area is going to be a basketball gym, and they're going to have their own private entrance, their own private like locker room area. They never even have to go walk through the rack again if they don't want to, which I think is pretty big league. They can go straight to that little bridge that takes you over 123
Wrong. But either way, kudos for you for using bigly in a sentence. I think we're all looking forward to that, and I think it's going to be a huge selling point for Paulson. I think when you have some wins, a winning season, you have some top prospects, you have a practice facility, you have Eagle Bank Arena going under some renovations, new lights, new everything, I think it's going to be an easier sell. I mean, anybody could sell this program after maybe next year. It's going to get real easy, and that's going to make our job a lot easier, and it's a lot more fun.
And I think we got to applaud Paulson to this point, because at times we don't always...
Let's do it. Sometimes we don't trust the process.
Right, and we're here to criticize and to question. I mean, that's the role of what we're doing. But the talent that he brought in, I mean,
yeah,
you got to be excited for
it. There's him to continue to shut us up.
Right.
So if we, if we're going to question you on size or question you on a random recruit that wasn't highly coveted.
Or your style.
Or the fact that you drink Mountain Dew or whatever. Shut us up. Like, yeah. Like he keeps delivering and we just have the utmost respect for him.
And we have Reuter at the center and AJ at the four next year, sized.
I'm so sized that my pants are a good 9.5 inches above my waist.
Yeah, you wish. So yeah, that's By George. We're back. Just wanted to do a little recap. We actually are going to put out a prediction podcast coming up soon.
Heads up with that. I think that's going to be probably one of our more fun, entertaining podcasts. We're going to go through the starting lineup. We're going to argue about who's starting, who's sitting. We're going to project records. We're going to project A-10 standings. We're going to project superlatives. Who's going to be the...
Maybe some bold predictions.
Love bold predictions. We'll talk about who we think the leading rebounder is going to be, the sixth man off the bench. We want to try to predict everything that we possibly could predict.
So real quick, bold prediction, do we land Adams?
I have to think no. Right. After all this talk, I'm just going to say no, because I don't want to just say yes and then he goes to Rhode Island or somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, thanks for listening. By George is back.
We are back by popular demand.
And more better content is coming up.
Is that what we're doing? Great. You know what? I'm out.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.